personal.
It was funny. I didn't realize that that's what you were going to say, because it's essentially what I was going to say myself. Just want to say, as somebody on the staff during the fund drive, and I mentioned this to Eva several times during the fund drive, we were extremely short-staffed. There were, you know, Nathan Thompson, the production director, was working 18 hours a day. I mean, literally, he was in at 6 in the morning when I was in, and there till 10 o'clock at night sometimes, almost every day, because his production assistant, a very capable and incredibly technically skilled, multi-talented person, an African-American woman who, how many African-American women have those opportunities to, you know, to have these kinds of technically skilled jobs? She's an incredibly talented person who, when she volunteered in her old job for one day of the fund drive, was helping out so much more. I mean, I was asking her for help when she was there one day during the fund drive on her own time. So again, I too would like to second Sally's motion that Eben Ray be brought back into the station. I think it's a terrible travesty that Eve Arrighetti's position was eliminated. And from comparing KPFK's website to all the other websites, she did great things with the website. Because she hadn't been full-time except during the fund drive, there were so many things that she wanted to do that she couldn't do. So she had vision, she just didn't have the ability to express it because she was being hired on 20 hours a week instead of 40 hours. Of course, during the fund drive, that was increased to 40 hours. So I, as a staff representative, want to express that from the staff's point of view, this is, again, another blow to the staff's morale. We would love to see Eben and Eve kept on. Thanks.